Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
Swing and a broken bat. Comebacker. Kirkring knocks it down. Picks it up. Throws wildly home to the backstop. And the season is over. And Kirkring, who had an easy out at first base. The inning was over. But he threw wildly to the plate all the way to the backstop. And the Phillies season has come to an end.
It is the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz. Every Wednesday at 3 through the Philly season, Larry Anderson joins us. And unfortunately, the Philly season is over, so this is our final time with L.A. for the year. L.A., thank you for this one final call for the 2025 season.
You got it, and thank you guys for all your support through the season. It's always enjoyable.
Appreciate it, brother.
We were hoping that this would be a different kind of call on this Wednesday after the last time we talked, but unfortunately it isn't. So I hate to bring up bad moments, but I need to know what was going through your head and your heart as the ball dribbles to Orion Kirkering and he throws the ball away. Like, what is going through your mind when you see that?
Oh, no. I mean, it just, so many things happen. You just, like, first of all, I'll be the first to admit I was not a good fielding pitcher. I would do everything I could possibly to get out of the way of any ball. But when it's hit like that, you don't have much choice. You have to try and catch it. And it was such an easy play. And I've butchered balls like that before. But I just thought, oh my God, just seeing Realmuto pointing to first. I'm like, and you just go, why didn't you just throw to first?
Yeah.
But, you know, I truly appreciate it. I know it was brought up in the interview with Scott Lauber in the Inquirer, the about 93 he brought up, talking about what Mitch went through. And I was talking about how I pitched the inning before, and I put Mitch in a bad situation. But Mitch stood up and took it. And Ryan did the same thing, which I think you have to do. I mean, some guys might want to skirt around the issue, but in this town you can't. And if you stand up to it and you just own up to it and just say, I just panicked. I panicked. And, you know, when Scott talked about what do you do? I said, well, he can't do anything to change it. I said, you know, it's the last game of the season. It's the last play of the season. He's going to be in his head all year. And he said, how do you get over it? I said, he's got to go out and just do everything he can to be the best Orion Kirkering he can be next year and force everybody to forget about it. And that's all he can do. There's nothing else. And it's just, you know, like I said in the interview, it was like he looked nervous to me. But it's not a bad thing. It's just you have to learn how to make those nerves work for you, not against you.
Yeah.
And that's, you know, that's all you can do. It's just when it happened, it's like, oh no. But there's nothing you can do. You can't, like, anybody that's perfect, you can say whatever you want. But if you haven't been perfect in your career, then you can't get on him. You can feel bad, you can be upset, you can be frustrated, but it's just, it happens. Those things happen, and you know, you feel sorry for the kid.
Yeah, I think largely I was surprised everybody sort of felt the same way, that you're upset that it happened, but I didn't see this wave of get this guy out of town. I think we were on the air the next day and most people were pretty sympathetic to Kirkering, said, you know, if we score more than one run, we're not in that situation. You know, if Duran doesn't walk a guy in, we're not in that situation. I think people were pretty much in the same place. But then I started to think about what you were talking about. And there have been athletes in many sports who have a moment like that and then lose it, you know, and not yeah. right afterwards, but can never quite get back what they had as an athlete. And I hope that Orion Kerkering is able to put this behind him and power on, because he's got great stuff. You know, the kid's still got a lot of great potential as a relief pitcher.
Yeah. Oh, no question. I mean, his arm, his stuff, and I think it's if nothing else, it's a tremendous learning lesson for him to be able to go out there and almost a couple things. One thing is get it in your head before every pitch, before every, you know, if the ball's kicked back to me, what am I going to do? What, you know, you have to run through things in your head, and it's like a Derek Jeter or a Chase Utley, or thinking ahead when they would make plays, and you go, how could he do that? How could he? But it's because they're thinking ahead. They're putting themselves, allowing for the what could happen and putting themselves in that position to know what they're going to do ahead of time. And I think that's something he'll be able to do. I think the other thing is he'll be able to go out there and go, you know what, screw you guys. I had a tough go last year, that last game of the season, but I'm going to show you something. And take that attitude of I'm going to do it. I'm going to go out here and to hell with everything else. I'm gonna go out there and I'm gonna show them. And that's all you can do, and make people forget about it.
Yeah, I'll tell you what I think, LA. I think it's going to be helpful or beneficial to him. The way Topper handled it, him coming off the right. field, his teammates in the clubhouse, how they right. spoke to the media, sort of in defense and having empathy for him. But I also say for us as a fan base in the media, I don't necessarily want to give us a pat on the back or anything, but like Spike said, I don't think most fans and media have put the brunt of that on Orion Kerkering. It's almost like right. we understand and feel where he's coming from and feel bad for him. So I think, at least I hope, that would help him get past this and move past. I know from a individual standpoint, as a competitor, he's going to hold that in because he feel like he let his teammates down. But it certainly should help that we aren't piling on him about the situation. At least I don't think most people are.
No, I think because there's three other guys that they could pile on much more than Kirkery.
Yeah, okay? Exactly.
And I'm pretty
yes.
sure you know what I'm talking about.
Yes, yes, for sure. Me, yes. Ike, and Jack. No, I know what you're saying. Yeah. Yeah.
I think that's one thing that so many people come back to. It's like, we wouldn't be talking about this. We wouldn't be talking about yep. the bunt play. We wouldn't be talking about a runner getting thrown out or bad base. We wouldn't be talking about that if things happened the way that we expected them and the players themselves expected things to happen. It changes everything.
So the Phillies lose in the division round just like last year, losing four games just like last year, though they lose to a really, really, really good team and did show, I think, a different amount of fight even in a loss than they did against the Mets a year ago. When you look back at the season, I guess if you're to encapsulate it, and here's how I feel about the 2025 season, how do you think about it?
I look at it like they had a heck of a year. But I also look at it like we got beat by the best team in baseball. I do. I mean, they proved that you can't do what we did and not go, well, they beat us, you know? I mean, there were things that we could have done better. But they came out and did what they had to do. They got the big hit when they needed it. They got the pitching. They're starting pitching. Well, we've already seen two games that, you know, in the NLCS that kind of shows the dominance of that pitching staff, and what those starters can do is just, it's amazing. And you know, maybe with Wheeler healthy, maybe they're not the best team in baseball. Maybe we are.
Yeah.
But that's a big loss for us, I think. And I mean, between that and also with Jose, with Alvarado. Mm-hmm. I mean, doing what he did and having that happen, that changes a lot of things too. And so I think you look back and go, we got beat. We could have done some things different, but it still comes down to, you know, to me offensively. You know, you go back to runners in scoring position. We talked about a lot all through this year. 6 for 30 in the four games, or four games.
Four games, yeah.
Yeah. And 6 for 30, that's not really getting it done. And you know, we struggled when when we couldn't afford to against a staff like that and against that team. You can't afford to struggle like that, and we did. They beat us. It's just as simple as that. The one thing I would like to say, and I hope I'm not getting off subject, but I mentioned some things with myself, with my broadcasting, and things that have happened in the past. And I mentioned two names that I want to make sure that these aren't two of the people I was talking about. And Dave Dombrowski, who I mentioned that, you know, they might not like what I'm broadcasting, what I'm saying on the air, and John Middleton, our owner. They have been nothing but professional with me, and neither have ever said one thing to me about, I wish you wouldn't say this, or I wish you wouldn't have said, you know, they've been. Dave Dombrowski, I have the utmost respect for, and I honestly believe he's going to be in the Hall of Fame. He's just done a tremendous job. Everything he does doesn't always work out perfect, but most of what he does has. And so I just wanted to clarify that, to make sure there's no thoughts that, well, they were getting on me or slapping my hand or saying something to me. They were not, absolutely not. So I just wanted to clarify that. Thank you.
They might feel it in their gut, but they certainly did. Yeah.
Yes, they might. They absolutely might.
Yep. So let me ask you this. So looking ahead to next year, you know, this team's been in the playoffs 4 straight years. If I'm to say, LA, there's one thing about, you can change anything about this team. I'm not asking for specific personnel, but there's something about this team that we need to make better for next year. What is that? Like, what are the players? What can you change? Again, not specifically, but what is the skills that they need better for next year to give this team an even better shot?
Bat to ball skills. I think not just bat to ball, putting balls in play, cutting down on the strikeouts, and not, you know, I mean, I thought we did that a lot this year better than we had in the past, but then it's like, when we got to the playoffs, it was almost like, we got to hit a home run. It's like, no, you can get a base hit. But it didn't, our inability to put balls in play at times, I think they need some guys that can hit for average, guys that are consistently ball, guys that put the ball in play. I think a couple of guys like that would help a lot.
I know this isn't the guy that you're talking about in terms of a guy that puts the ball in play, but you could see in game two, in the bottom of the ninth, when Castellanos just puts the bat on the ball and it ends up in play and ends up being a double, it just shows the difference between striking out and putting the ball in play in what you can do if you're just trying to get the ball in play. You know, it's things can happen. The guys can throw the ball away. Orion Kerkering can throw the ball into, you know, into the stands, but he can't do it if you're striking out.
Right. Yeah. That's one of my feelings is just, I mean, it's a good team. It's a fearful team, but if the team's struggling and it's, you know, offensively and at the top where we had a lot of strikeouts, a lot of balls, a lot of hittable balls. And I think they talked about it, you know. We didn't do this, you know, and they're all like, you know, each one to a man was like, myself included, you know, we didn't do this, myself included. It's like, yeah, that happened. We didn't put the ball in play near as much as we should have, and not just the home run. But I think that's one thing that I thought that Schwarber did so great this year was putting the ball in play, especially, you know, the first half of the season or throughout most of the season, he was putting the ball in play. He got a lot of RBIs that weren't from home runs. And that's, I think we need more of that instead of thinking about the home. I don't know if they're thinking, I mean, I can't put my mind, I can't say what they're thinking when they get up there. Maybe they were just trying to put the ball in play, but with some of the swings, it doesn't look like it. It didn't look like it to me.
I don't know. Well, 117 days till pitchers and catchers, and we do it all they can.
Looking forward to it.
Yeah.
Go Eagles.
Yeah, wow. Yeah, as I said, 117 days.
We got our own problems over here. Yeah, we got our own problems over here.
Well, thank you as always, LA. I mean, it's awesome having you on the show every week, and this season, absolutely no exception. So thank you for everything for this year. And I don't know, maybe we'll go get them next year.
Let's not say that again after next year.
All right.
Let's do it. Thanks, guys. I appreciate y'all.
All right, brother.
There
he
is. Larry Anderson, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
215-592-9494. Get back to our main thing on Carson Wentz after Ike tells you about stateside.
Yep, football season is in full swing, so be sure to stock up on the tailgate must-have. Now, there's nothing more refreshing than an ice-cold Surfside to enjoy while you cheer on your home team. Made with real vodka and real brewed tea, Surfside is only 100 calories, 2 grams of sugar, and zero bubbles. That's right, no carbonation, so it's easy to sip and enjoy. It's not a seltzer, it's Surfside. Ask for it at bars, restaurants, and stores near you. Must be 21. Please drink responsibly.
All right, so we start the show off. It is a Wednesday, and the Eagles may face Carson Wentz on Sunday. We're just talking, looking back on that era. Now that Carson's been gone for a few years, we've won a Super Bowl. He's been on a few teams. Do you look back at that era from the good times? Do you look at the bad times? Are you rooting for him? Are you not rooting for him? Do you not care? 215-592-9494. Yoshi in Brewerytown. You're on WIP. What's up, Yoshi?
My man, Spike, Big Ike, Jackie, baby. What's poppin'? Happy Wednesday, baby.
It is Wednesday.
What up, Yosh?
Were you a Wentz guy, Yosh?
Oh, yeah.
Okay. Yes, I was, okay. Man. But, hey, man, what's the name? I got popular on the show from a Wentz call, man. What's the name? That's when Johnny Marks and Ike Reese said that was fire. Keep on calling. Hey, man, I love the dude, man. What's the name at that time? Let me take you down memory lane real quick. On March 9, 2016, Howard found a sucker in Miami. He said, he made the call. He said, hey, suckers. Let me get that 8. Take this 13 and take these two studs, Byron Mike Maxwell and Kiko Alonso. You know y'all like Kiko. Y'all used to have him. They bid it April 20th. He hit Cleveland up. He said, hey, suckers. I mean, hey, neighbor. Let me holler at you. What's name? You want to trade? They traded. And I'm so happy that Jeff Fisher was stuck on Jared Goff because we got 6'5", 240 pounds, Carolina born like me and Ike Reese out of North Dakota.
Oh, how about that? Yeah.
No, come on, Ike Reese.
Hey, I do.
Hey, boy, what's name? Hey, man, the Borman, hey, man, I remember the Washington game. You know what? It was 3 defenders on him. He said, no, 30 long, first down, 17-yard scramble. Washington again. Stepped up in the pocket. Get off me, chump. Dr. Corey Cement. Call him Corey Cement because the boy ran heavy. What's the thing? Touchdown. Oh, man. How about the spin move against the Bears, Ike Reese? Not just a spin move. 360 degrees.
Jared Goff does his 14 touchdown passes this year.
Oh, man. What's the
throwing you out there. All right. Sorry.
He rolled out. He said, hey, best friend, Zach Ertz. Touchdown. I mean, and there's so many more. The Byron Scott Dart, what's name, against New York to tie the game up. The 72-yard bomb to daggone Nelson, and Nelson got jiggy with it at the end. I mean, we know how the Rams game went. The boy scored the touchdown, dove in there. They called it back. He came back in there, threw a dart to Alshon, and then we said, what? He tore his ACL. That boy was a beast, man. If he kept that 2017 energy, man, oh, Redhead would still be here pumping, man. I don't care what they talking about, Ike Reese.
I'm with
that
you.
That boy was a bad boy. Let that boy go, boy. Oh, my goodness. I love you, man.
That was such a great horse noise, Yosh. It really was. It was top tier.
Are you rooting for him now, Yosh? Do you still follow?
Yeah. Hey, man, I put him on my fantasy team, 2 years ago, and everybody picked that. I loved him so much. I won't go put him in the game. I just wanted him on my team for a little while. No, I'm talking about Ike Reese.
Yeah, I do.
Like when he was here for the Eagles, I got to the championship with him on my team. Talk to me, baby. Hey, man, and on my way out the door, I want to speak on something real quick. Hey, hey, wife, this ain't going to be pornographic.
Oh,
I am not tough to live with. She loves it.
Oh, sorry.
She may tune me out. She may tune me out, but she loves it. I'm all right looking. I ain't bad on the eyes. I'm Ford tough. I'm Peterbilt. Catch it. Mama ain't raised no punk. The checks are steady and ready. She can tune me out every day, long as it ain't on Friday and Saturday. You know what I'm talking about? Ike Reese, the train is pulling into the station, baby. Love y'all, cats, baby.
He is special.
Yeah, man. I'm sure she tunes him out, but I mean, I'm sure that there's no way I don't encounter that in my life as well. I get tuned out at home.
Oh yeah.
Quite often, actually.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Or we can do a thing now. You know, when you walk around the house with AirPods on.
Oh, wow.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
We're not on that stage yet.
Well, you ain't been married 20 plus years.
I know.
Yet, yeah.
I know. See, I just troll Jill, and then when she gets upset, I'm just joking. Yeah. She doesn't appreciate the joke.
No. Yeah, yeah. I use the same thing. I was like, why do you nudge me? What? And I said, I am trying to make you laugh. And she said, you are the only one laughing.
Yeah.
I'm not laughing. You're laughing. Yeah.
Annoying.
Yes, yeah, I'm annoying. Yeah.
Well, like Jill asked me to do something, I won't do it. And then, like, you know, 5 minutes later, I say, "Do you want me to do that?" And she'll give me this look of like exasperation.
Yeah. And did, like, I ask you to do that already?
I'm like, I know. I got it.
Yeah. See, I've already passed those phases in life.
Now you just got AirPods in.
Well, I mean, you know, she listens to an audio book. She's listening to something on an iPod or an audio book.
Yeah.
I mean, a podcast. Or an audio book.
Yep.
Yeah. So, yeah, that's just her way of saying, "Oh, huh? I didn't hear you."
It's kind of weird that Jill would ask you to do something, you wouldn't do it. I've never experienced anything like that.
You guys are tough, man. Both you and Jill. We're all just trying to do our best.
She ever asked you to put a document together for...
the producers?
For your other wives? Yeah.
Yeah. Well, listen, I put it together.
Yeah, sure you did.
Everyone gets it.
Yeah, 215-592-9494. You're rooting for Carson. Do you remember the good times or the bad times? Coming up next, it is Wednesday, 3:30. There are rumors that Broads is here for Flyers and 50. Uh-oh. So we'll get an update on the Fly Boys, who won their first game of the year a couple nights ago, right?
Yeah.
I think we'll see if Broads is all fired up with the gear that he has when he's at home. That is coming up next. 215-592-9494. It's the WIP Afternoon Show with Ike, Spike, and Fritz.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
It's not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And you're seeing exactly what people outside of Cleveland think of the Browns, outside of Browns.
You know why it's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.